Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. That is faculty and staff of Boston's Latin School cheering their headmaster and assistant headmaster, Lynn Mooney-Tata, and Malcolm Flynn on the steps of the school today. Both administrators announced their resignations this week. They're stepping down in the midst of turmoil and a federal investigation over the school's handling of student complaints of racial incidents at Boston Latin. The scene played out after a meeting today between school employees involving the mayor and the school superintendent. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was at Boston Latin and joins us now with more. What was this all about today? First, the meeting this morning.
Well, Lisa, Mayor Marty Walsh and Superintendent Tommy Chang went to the school to hopefully talk with faculty and staff about their concerns following the resignations, and they say they wanted to look at how to move forward. And this all, of course, follows months of tension at the school. It started when some students in January accused the school of not responding appropriately to some racial incidents at the school. The school department then investigated, and they did find that the school did not properly handle one incident in 2014, but found that it did properly respond to six other incidents involving some sort of racial accusations. Now, there was pressure from community leaders for Lynn Mooney-Tata to resign, and after she announced her resignation this week, Malcolm Flynn announced yesterday he will also resign after 52 years at the school.
So then what happened today, it sounded like it was kind of competing press conferences in front of the school. One of them planned, that one involving the mayor and the superintendent, the other one quite spontaneous by faculty and staff.
Exactly. The mayor was actually interrupted twice by faculty and staff members who came to the microphone and urged Mooney-Tata and Flynn to essentially take back their resignations. The faculty had already in the meeting asked Mayor Walsh and Superintendent Chang to rescind the resignations, but the mayor said that's not his decision, it's not his place to reverse those decisions. And then, with Walsh and Chang still talking at the microphone outside, the teachers moved to the steps of the school. A bunch more teachers and staff members came outside, and they cheered as Lynn Mooney-Tata and Malcolm Flynn came out on the steps. And Malcolm Flynn was very emotional. He was wiping away tears, and he repeated the claim that he made in resigning, that city leaders have not been supportive enough of the school through the turmoil this year.
I sincerely hope that the new administration will work with this faculty, which is people whom I love. Let's say, look, Mayor Walsh, Superintendent Chang, just come right out and say it. They do things right at Boston Latin School, and we're going to support them going forward in doing things right. Hear, hear. Forget the accusations. Forget about all the garbage.
And Flynn insisted that the school does not have a toxic racial atmosphere. Meanwhile, Superintendent Chang defended his response.
I have supported the school from day one. I have supported the administration. There are young people who have felt hurt, and of course I have to fully investigate. That is my job. But you can tell the passion of this staff here. I'm going to support this staff. This is a great school.
You can hear, in fact, the teachers and the staff cheering there in the background at their own competing event. They weren't cheering the superintendent. Just very briefly, the superintendent and the mayor had not asked for the resignation of these two, but they were asked now by teachers to not accept the resignation, correct?
Right. They say those were personal decisions.
So did anything come of the earlier meeting today, or was it just a kind of a lot of upset people?
Well, the teachers and the mayor say emotions were definitely running high, but it seems like everyone involved really wants to see some concrete action moving forward, some real steps and programs and policies. One teacher told me the faculty in the meeting made a big push for real programming for students and faculty to address issues of race and diversity. Here's world history teacher Catherine Kilborn.
The society is racist. There are racist incidents that are going to happen. You know, yes, they needed to be dealt with more effectively and better right away. We want to take this opportunity to help teachers figure out how to talk about race in our schools, in our classrooms.
And they're asking the city to bring more students of color into Boston Latin. There was a court ruling back in the mid-90s that reduced the diversity in the school, but the mayor said there's already a new program in place to get more students from schools that are currently underrepresented at Boston Latin taking the entrance exam to get into Boston Latin.
Okay, thank you. WBUR's Lynn Joliker, thanks.
You're welcome.